Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi is in chapter 10, Zivachim, Mishnayot 5 and 6. Today, Mishneh Hey, Kol HaTaut Shebatorah, any sin offering mentioned in the Torah, Kodmot Le'eshamot, is offered before any guilt offering. As we learned yesterday, the Hatat comes to atone for transgressions, but now in Mishneh Hey, there's an exception, Chutz Me'asham Mitzora, except the Asham Brape Mitzora. This is a person, a man or woman who had Sarat, which is sometimes mistranslated as leprosy, but it's a physical manifestation of a spiritual problem. And the Mishneh explains why, Mipnei Shehu Va Al Yadei Hechsher, because it comes in order to make him Hechsher, kosher. And the Girsa in the Bartner, he says, Ba lahachshir, to make him kosher. The Bartner explains, kosher to eat kojim, to eat from sanctified items, and to enter the temple. A Mitzora before the Asham is offered cannot go inside the temple area and cannot eat anything from kojim, anything from the offerings. And the Asham is very special because the dam, the blood from the Asham, part of it is applied to the thumbs of the Mitzora right there at the gate to the temple before he can go in. So because it allows him to resume normal spiritual life and come to the temple like any other Jew, then the Asham Mitzora has precedence over his Chatat, even though, yes, he brings a Chatat also on the same day. The Mishnah adds, Kol HaShamot, all the guilt offerings, Shebatorah in the Torah, Bayin B'nei Shtayim. They come from an animal that's in the second year of life, at least 1 year old. Uvayin B'kesef Shkalim, and it comes with silver shekels. This means 2 shekels. This means it must be worth at least 2 silver coins. The Bartner explains, by the Asham Me'ilo, it's the guilt offering for Me'ilo. We're going to learn a whole Masecht about Me'ilo later. It says, Be'erkecha Kesef Shtayim. The value is silver shekels, shekels plural too, and there's a gezerah shava that we learn also the same by the asham gezelot for theft, and the shivcha harufa as well. So all the other ashamot are included, but the Mishnah, back in the Mishnah, chutz me asham nazir of asham mitzora, but the asham brought by a nazir and the asham of the mitzora, shehen bain bnei shnatan, they come in the first year. So it actually says in Bamidbar chapter 6, kevis ben shnato, a sheep, the son of his year, whereas the other ashamot, it says ayil. Ayil is a ram. A ram is at least a 1-year-old sheep. So this is a first-year sheep just for the nazir and the mitzora. Einan ba'in because of shkolim. They do not have to be worth 2 silver shekel. They could be even be worth 1, 1.5 silver shekel. After all, it's a smaller animal that we're dealing with. Now on to Mishnah Vav, Kishem, just like Shen Kodmin Behakravatan, that all of the offerings we've discussed so far in this chapter, the first 5 Mishnayot, they take precedence in offering them before the others. Kach, so too, Hen Kodmin, they come first, Bachilatan, in eating them. So whatever is offered first, we also eat it first if the meat is now available and ready for consumption, because all the other steps of the offering have been performed. So just like the order we've seen, a chatat is offered first before the asham. So we would eat the meat from the chatam first, well, the kohanim would, before the meat from the asham, and then the todah, etc., the bechor, and other offerings. And the Mishnah adds, shlamim shel emesh. We have a shlamim that was offered yesterday. Now recall, a shlamim, we can eat the meat the same day as the offering, that night, and the following day until sunset only. Shlamim shel hayom, and there's also a fresh shlamim. So there's a yesterday shlamim where we only have today to finish it, and there's a fresh shlamim made this day where we have today, tonight, and the following day to eat it. Shel emesh kodmin. The Mishnah rules, eat the yesterday first, it needs to be finished first. And we don't want the meat to be left uneaten and become notar, nosar, and become inedible. The Mishnah adds, shlamim shel emesh. What if we had a shlamim, the peace offering from yesterday, so we have today to eat it, v'chatat v'asham shel hayom, versus a chatat and asham that was offered today. Now, chatat and asham, they eat from the meat today, the day of the offering, and that night. So really, we have more time for the chatat and asham. So shlamim shel emesh kodmin divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the shlamim should be eaten first because it's going to become nosar first before the chatat and the asham. V'chochamim omrim, the other sages disagree. They say chatat kodemet. The chatat should be eaten first, mipnei shehi kodshe kodshim, because it is a higher level of sanctity than the shlamim. So as we've seen, it's offered first, and according to the sages, it is eaten first. Yashar kochachim, tizku le mitzvah. We should all be zoche to eat from the karbanot together in the Beit HaMikdash.